The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Senator Mark Daly of Fianna Fáil, you're back to an old hobby house of yours again, the National Anthem, and its inappropriate use because of its copyright having expired. What sort of inappropriate use are you aware of?
Well, I suppose we're currently doing the Shannon public consultation process because the National Anthem has fallen out of copyright, and we all already had incidences because of that where people have used it for their own purposes for advertising.
In what sense? Television or radio adverts?
An online ad campaign for Dunn Stores and was using the music of the National Anthem as soon as it had fallen out of copyright. So what we're asking in the Shannon public consultation process is, do they believe that's appropriate? But also, do they believe that the government should bring in legislation? Should they bring in guidelines or protocols? We have three, I suppose, main symbols of the state. There's the harp, which is the national emblem. There is the flag, and there are protocols around that. The harp has been patented, but the national anthem has no protocols, no guidelines or no legislation around it. So the idea of this public consultation process is to get the public's view on what should be done. So we'll be asking experts on copyright in legislation, those who are involved in the protocols around the national flag, and experts around the harp and its patenting, what should be done in relation to the national anthem.
What protections are there for things like, even at the moment, like the flag? I mean, you see the match tonight now in Cardiff and the Republic of Ireland are playing against Wales. You're bound to see lots of people with writing on the flags, which is against the protocol for the use of the flag. But who stops anyone doing that?
Absolutely, and there are protocols around it, and I know a company that actually does that, and their way of complying with the protocol is they resize the flag, so it's therefore not the required length of 2x1, and therefore it is by definition not the national flag. It is the colours of the national flag, but it is not the actual national flag. And there are other mechanisms that we could look at in relation to the national anthem, but what we're looking for here is the public's view on what should be done. Should it be just left as it is, or should we do what happened in other countries in relation to Canada, where they define the lyrics? And some of the research I've come across in relation to the national anthem, in conjunction with the Department of Finance, who are the ones who actually used to have the say over who could or could not use the national anthem, they have uncovered the fact that, in fact, the Irish language version was never formally adopted by the state. So, you know, we have this unusual situation where we all sing the national anthem at Croke Park or in Lansdowne Road, yet, in fact, the Irish language version was not defined by the state. So the English language version, which was written by Padraig Kearney, was purchased by the state not once but twice under copyright legislation, and there is a long history behind that. 70 years after his death, the copyright expired. That was 31st of December 2012, and we are back looking at it. I brought in a private member's bill. What we're trying to do now is look at it in the whole and get the people's views as to what they think is appropriate, particularly students and history students in transition year. We'd like to get them involved. It's a national conversation because it is one of the key symbols of the state.
Well, let me bring in Owen O'Dell, lecturer in the School of Law, Trinity College, Dublin. Owen, do you believe something needs to be done, and if so, what?
Well, I would be slow to do something, but if it's done, it's got to be done clearly and precisely.
Why would you be slow to do something?
Well, there is a reason why copyright expires. Copyright was never intended to be perpetual. And if the copyright has expired in something, then it is there for people to use. The way copyright works is that if you copyright something, if you can exploit some copyright, you get the benefit of it, and some of your descendants get the benefit of it, but then ultimately it goes into the public domain and everybody else can use it as well. And I commend Senator Daly on his persistence here, because this is his third time round this particular merry-go-round. But his first two times had legislation or proposed legislation that would have asserted that the copyright always existed in the state, the various languages and music of our Ronavian and the Soldier Song, but that would be inconsistent with why we have copyright. It would probably also have been unconstitutional. So I'm pleased to see that what's happening now is a much broader let's see what needs to be done, and I'm perfectly happy that we might think about protocols. I'm perfectly happy that we might think about how we should pay respect to the anthem, but I would be very slow to use copyright legislation, because that's not what it's for, to control its use, and any control that we would introduce ought to be prescribed clearly and precisely so that it won't be unconstitutional.
Okay, to finish with you, Senator Mark Daly, how do people get involved in this debate?
They can get involved by going onto the Shannon Public Consultation website and emailing in their proposals and their ideas and their thoughts. They can get onto the clerk of the Shannon Public Consultation Committee or myself. They get onto my website, and there are a number of questions that we are asking on their views, and we'd like them to answer those. And then those who make submissions, including Mr. O'Dell, we hope that his legislation that he drafted in relation to this for the Labour Party, we could be able to use elements of that in the conversation. And then once we have the conversation and people make their views known, we'll publish those, and then we'll publish a final report. But I will be persistent on this, because I think it's important that one of the key symbols of the state is protected.
Senator Mark Daly of Fianna Fáil, Owen O'Dell from Trinity College, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.